I'm so sorry. Are you ready yet?
Yes, I am ready. I'm too big.
What is the problem? Sit back.
Too big.
Okay, ready?
Because when I sat up, I was like, wait, okay. Fuck a forehead. I'm just eyebrows, bitch. I don't know why I always put my arms out like that. What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
What's up, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of This Should Have Been a Phone Call of Skanks Podcast. I am Hanrich.
And I'm Manhands, and that's what we should have named this thing.
I know.
This should have been a phone call.
This should have been a phone call. This was such a good episode of Legion of Skanks. It was so funny. This number 474.
Yeah.
Certainly not my asshole.
It's not certainly not my asshole. It's certainly not my asshole.
True. It matters.
It does. And it matters a lot, okay?
I am agreeing. It does matter.
I thought you were being sarcastic. Sorry.
No, not me.
Autism.
Asperger's. Fucking idiot.
He knows who he is.
Never say that name on this podcast.
Nope.
Oh my gosh, you popped.
That was such a strong pee.
That's the pee after every podcast recording. I don't know why that was so wordy. I apologize. Who the fuck was on this episode, Manhands?
You don't know, do you? It was H. Foley and Kevin Ryan.
I was like, I do, but you didn't say it yet.
Oh. Is that just my job now?
I guess so.
Say the guest.
That's all you get. And you get to do all the actual work.
Okay, and then you do all the other talking.
This is going to be
and I'll just fist bump myself.
I'll just bump myself over here. This was the first... No, I don't know why I said first. This motherfucking episode was back on Zoom for the first time in a hot minute. I think only, like... How many episodes have not been on Zoom? One? Two?
Two?
Did you just vibrate or a horn?
Was that me?
Oh, I don't know. Was it me? I have headphones on.
Oh, nope. Sorry. It was me. My phone's on the table. Sorry.
Well, you reminded me to move my phone off the table. My Oops sound's probably on. Yeah, they were on the Zoom. And I, right off the bat, did not like the tone of Mr. Jay Gomez. Whenever Jay was introducing everybody and he was like, we're on Zoom or whatever. And Lewis was like, you gotta tell them why we're on Zoom.
He was
so aggressive.
Well, he didn't want people to think that just Gas Digital and Legion of Skanks was just falling apart at the seams. I think no. He really wanted everyone to know why they were doing Zoom again.
It was very important.
Didn't want anyone to think that he was being a pussy and not wanting to go out into the world. And
this motherfucker not wanting to go out in the world. My ass. Oh, my God.
He was...
no legs.
Freaking went into the... I know. He went to a water park.
During a pandemic.
Phoenix, Arizona.
We're tracking his every location. It's for science.
It is. It's for research.
It's not but for creep.
I kind of get his point. I mean, it's pretty hot. And there's plenty of sun. And I bet there's not that much COVID in the air.
Probably because most people aren't fucking going. So there's a good reason why there's not Corona.
What better time to go?
I mean, honestly, you're right.
I would No, I still don't think I would go. I think everyone pees in it.
Water parks are kind of fucking gross.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned the toilet bowl slide is what he was called it, or what he called it. And I mentioned this in the Zoom chat. I think you know where I'm going. But we have a place called Holiday World here. But it's like every section of the park is like a different holiday theme. And in the water park part, there is one of those swirly fucking toilet slides. And I went down. And because you like go down a regular slide or whatever, and then you just like kind of go back and forth a bazillion, gajillion times until you go through this, you know, the exit of it, like the funnel part. And just so much going back and forth, back and forth. My swimsuit bottoms just gone all the way off. And I remember like swimming out. I'm underage, by the way. Like, probably 16, 17 years old, maybe even younger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I just was, like, still in the water because I'm, like, waiting. I'm, like, sitting there, like, okay, they got to come out eventually. And finally, like, a lifeguard just, like, threw them to me really quick because they came out already and he grabbed them. He grabbed them, by the way.
Oh, no.
It was so embarrassing. I, like, heard him, like, put them on, like, scurried out. Nobody's cute getting out of a pool.
I've never been in one of those things before. You actually go down like the drain.
So it's like a funnel on its side. So you're like sitting there going back and forth and back and forth until you go through like.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Your bottoms came off.
Yeah, I had to have been 17 probably because I think it was my senior trip in high school. So it was like my whole senior class.
No.
Yeah. How's it going? So that was a fucking experience on those toilet slides.
My older sister once pulled, like, just pants me in a public pool.
Oh my God. When I was like
12.
That is mean.
Yeah. And then I pulled her top. I pulled the strings on her top.
I'm pretty certain that I've done that to my sister. I don't think I've done it in a public pool, like public place like that though. We're gonna probably get into this later because it's a garbage thing that we had in our yard. But we had like the pool in the neighborhood that I grew up in. Like all the neighborhood kids would come over to my house and swim in my above ground pool. But I remember that, and my birthday's in the summer, my sister's birthday's in the summer. So we had all our birthday parties were pool parties. But one time there was a deck that went all the way around the pool, but my sister was standing up on the deck. I just fucking undid her top. And my sister was like the hot girl in the neighborhood cause she was older than everybody. So you're welcome, Ellettsville neighbor kids.
Yeah. When I was a kid, there was like one kid in my neighborhood who got an above ground pool, like a big one.
Yeah.
Like a sturdy one.
Yeah, like even, a real, like a
it
good
wasn't,
one.
Like, it wasn't even like the kind that I have now, my trashy self, is like a metal frame, but mm-hmm. then it's just like a liner, like a very flexible movie liner. But this was like a solid above ground pool, like hard.
Yes, that's what ours was. It was a big son of a bitch.
And then we also had one house that had a tree swing, like a tire swing, and a tree. One person had that, and then another person had a huge trampoline, and we would just all like all the kids because it was such a close neighborhood. We'd all just like go to each other's houses for those various things.
Yes, there was the kid that there was the family that like the kid that had the trampoline. We had the pool. There was a kid that had a sick ass fucking playground, and then there was this. It used to be a kid, but then their family moved when we were all really young. And then this, like, our age type guy at the time, but to me seemed like a really old guy, lived there by himself. And like, I remember now, like, how creepy it was, because we would just like go knock on his door and be like, can we play in your backyard? Because he had like the best fucking hill in the backyard. And it was like a straight up and down hill. So in the winter, we always wanted to sled down his hill. And like in the summer, we would just roll down his hill.
Oh yeah, my grandparents had a hill in their backyard, and I would just roll down it all day. Yes.
Yeah, weird thing. I just like a flashback memory that I've probably blocked out the rest of or my entire life. I remember going over there with like another neighbor kid, and like knocking on the door, and like we would just like go in this guy's house and like hang out with this like 30-year-old guy, and he was showing us his trumpet one time. I remember he played the trumpet.
His trumpet?
Not hit, like, an actual, like, burp, 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 trumpet.
Oh, my God. I need a gif of that. She just mimed the trumpet, but she didn't. You went like this, I swear.
Probably oh, great. Did.
Now that's gifable.
Gifable.
Fuck.
We're a mess.
We are. We said one tiny thing about Legion of Skanks so far.
This might be a long one, folks. I know. You gonna bear with us for 4 hours?
This is the highlight of my week.
So. I know. Again, we said this should have been called, this should have been a podcast, or a phone call. Not this a podcast.
This should not have been a podcast.
This should not have been a podcast. Oh, speaking of water parks, I have a note on here that Jay called water parks white trash, what was it, white garbage soup. And that made me laugh so hard. I've never heard that term before.
Just, maybe because just stewing in it. Yeah. You're soup.
I was going to say I'm white garbage soup, but I knew you were trying to say something, so I tried to make it short.
That didn't make any sense, though.
I know. I was hoping that you just didn't hear me. It was like, bitch, I know you're about to say something, so just make it short. Should have just made it quiet.
I am soup? What?
I am soup. Just in case anyone was wondering.
You're so silly.
Okay, how about shirts at the water park? Men wearing shirts at the water park.
I don't care who wears a shirt and who doesn't. Well, no, I care who doesn't.
More shirts at the water park, please.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing about wearing a shirt in any kind of water is that when it gets wet, you almost might as well not wear it because we can see everything anyway. Yeah. Like, even if it's black, it still, like, is hugging all of your fat rolls.
Yes.
We know how you're fat.
We can see it. The shirt gave it away, first of all. You either have cancer or you're fat. Those are the only reasons to wear a shirt in the pool. Fuck your pasty skin. You don't see me wearing a shirt in the pool.
Well, but if you're concerned about your skin, you should wear a rash guard, not like a cotton t-shirt. That's not even comfortable. It's like, it's that like
dry fit thing.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah,
but it's like made for swimming.
Oh, okay. How about the guys who? How about fat guys who wear just like a regular like Hanes white t-shirt?
What are you doing?
We can see it. Everything. It's even more, it even draws like more attention to that person.
It does. It's not pleasant.
Just let them fucking titties out, my guy.
I'd rather you just wear like a string bikini top than wear a white t-shirt.
Coconut.
Coconut. I just skipped right past all of my first stuff. Oh. The most important part of this episode, I feel, is that Jay was recording the whole thing, laying on his little belly.
So sweet.
With his little feet kicking around.
Feet just kicking. Next podcast, we'll lay on our bellies.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I cannot hold myself up on my fucking elbows for that long. That was a long time to be just chilling on your elbows.
I know, that gets uncomfortable really
fast. Very fast.
I feel like I'm too low compared to you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, no, I gotta go down. You go up. I get to slouch. You sit up straight, I'll slouch.
You get to go down?
I get to go down.
That was the most important part to me.
Was that Jay was laying on his belly. I made so many gifts because they were all so sweet and I couldn't figure out. I was like, oh, this one's good. Oh, but this one's good, because they can only be like from the way I do it. I'm sure there's another way to do it, but just the easy peasy way that my phone lets me do it. It can only be like 15 seconds long, and then it like makes it really fast, you know? But I have noticed the less time that I'm recording it, like the slower that the GIF moves. I'm still learning.
I've learned how to do it in the software that I use for the podcast, that I can just take the video,
mm-hmm.
cut any section that I want to use, and then when I export it, there's all these different file formats, and you just pick GIF. And it just makes there. A GIF out of it.
That's so fucking amazing.
But I can't do that with, like, the other podcasts because I don't have the video file on my computer. Yeah. So
yeah.
I can only make GIFs of us.
Perfect. Perfect, yeah.
Everyone wants more of that in their lives.
Everyone needs more of that. And nobody uses the 100% facts GIF more than me.
I don't even have it.
I don't understand how to send it to you.
Did you put it up on that website?
Yeah.
Is there like a link to it on there?
I don't know. Maybe. I'll have to look. I don't know what I'm doing.
If you can send me the link to it, then I'll be able to save it.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Sorry,
people. Sorry. AKA, this should have been a phone call. I have to keep muting because I, in fact, do have corona. Actually, I haven't been tested, but I'm about 97% sure I have coronavirus.
Yeah, I just did that too, and I didn't mute at all.
My husband just says I smoke too much, but I can't taste anything either, so.
I just today started to lose my sense of taste.
What's wrong with me? Am I okay? And then I just keep looking at myself and I look fucking ill, so that just confirms that for me. I'm sick. This is it.
Thanks, RIP. Lewis. You know who just came here from New York to Phoenix to California?
Speaking of, I jokingly in the Zoom chat said Jay gave me COVID. and he goes, I felt weird after he, it made me feel weird that he was like, actually, Hannah, don't be spreading. I was like, I was just like,
but
kidding.
But then he said that he did give it to you and it spread through cum.
Yeah. After he said that, I felt better. But at first I felt scolded. I was like, I felt like I was in trouble with my dad. It's like, oh, sorry.
I don't like that. I don't like the idea of Jay being your dad. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Where do you think I get my beautiful hair ideas from?
If anybody's hair colors have been more like Jay's, you have, like, all crazy colors. Mine is black with a color.
Yeah. Is Jay your dad?
Probably.
That's it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Hannah's dying. She keeps having to cough.
I know. It was like that, like, gross, but like every time I'd breathe in, I could hear it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Drink water.
I know, I'm just over here drinking like thick ass coffee. It's not helping.
That's not gonna help.
I brought water.
Cool. Okay.
That's not water. That's what, tea.
Wow.
I swear that I was gonna put water in it.
Are you garbage? Is it sweet tea?
It is, but I made it not so sweet this time.
Okay.
But yeah, it's sweet tea. I'm fucking garbage. I have fucking Cocker Spaniel pigtails right now. I am garbage. I am wearing a choker that I've owned since I was 8 years old. I am garbage.
I don't know if I ever had one of those chokers.
I've had so many.
In the 90s when they were really in style.
I feel like
I never had one.
In 2020 when they're in
style. I don't know what you little youngins are doing.
This whippersnappers. We're bringing it back.
Okay. Let's bring it back
to Legion. Shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
Bring it back to Legion of Skanks.
I think pretty much they started, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley have a podcast, Are You Garbage? That is soon to be, I don't remember the day, but soon, because it's July now, is going to be on Gas Digital. Do you know when it is supposed to be on?
I think they said the 7th, but I'm not sure.
And then I know they, something else. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I have no idea. And then I even remember writing it. I wrote it down, like, question mark, because, like, during the plugs. And I was like, did he not fucking say when? He probably did, but, you know. But, so they have a podcast, Are You Garbage? And I'm kind of becoming obsessed with Are You Garbage.
I know.
I've almost watched all of them. I think the only one I haven't watched yet is, Corinne's and DeRosa's. I know I haven't watched.
I don't think I've watched that many. I watched a few of them, and I'm planning to watch more of them. I just get caught up in other things.
Did you watch Stav's yet?
Yes, that's one of the first ones that I watched.
Oh my God,
I was so excited. I love Stav.
So good. But yeah, so they have a podcast now on Gas Digital, or going to be on Gas Digital or whatever. So they basically just played, they kind of took over, which is fine, and did Are You Garbage on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, but on this, they were trying to see which one of the skanks was most garbage.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're all kind of garbage.
And it's not based off, at least this round, was not based on their childhood. It was based on their adulthood. So, sorry, Dave. You're out of here. You classy bitch. I knew from the beginning Dave probably was not garbage. Not.
What?
Most garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone knew that. Are you okay?
Did I just get possessed? No, I just heard my... Oh, my... It's fine. Mark just came down the hallway. Oh, my God, I'm going to puke.
You're on here naked. Get out of here.
Oh, my God, he's naked?
What do you need? This goes on YouTube.
Okay, I have to give him some water. Pause. Oh my God.
Anna almost got murdered by a home invader.
That was so scary.
Do I have to cut your naked husband out of the show?
I don't know how much you actually saw. I was going. He's always popping in our Zooms.
I know.
Fucking creep. Oh man, where were we? What is this? Did you even mark down what time we started?
I did a couple minutes into it, so it'll be fine. Where the fuck were we?
Are You Garbage? They were trying to determine which skank is the most garbage.
Yes.
We all know Dave is a fucking classy bitch.
Yeah, he's not the garbagest.
The most, yeah, the garbagerist. not him.
Yeah. So basically it's just a competition between Lewis and Jay. And they're both kind of like a little too amped to try to be the most garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I feel like that should be a sign that you are garbage. If you're like, no, oh, I'm more garbage.
Yeah, yeah. If they're gonna argue over who's the most garbage. I was kind of actually shocked about how little garbage you are. Compared to me, I think.
Well, I don't know. I bet if we compared childhoods, I would be more garbage.
My childhood was awesome.
Yeah, I know. You're the one who had the pool. I had
the pool.
I had, like, one of those little kiddie pools that was inflatable, but it was, like the three
inflatable rings,
but the top one popped, like, so early on, so we only had two levels.
My pool was over my head most of my life.
Oh my gosh.
That I lived there.
You fancy bitch.
We were like, I don't know. I didn't know that it was garbage the way we were living. It was until like pretty recently in my adult life did I realize how much of garbage humans that I actually were. What? Okay, so anyways, enough about me. I actually wrote down all of, possibly, I think, I might have missed some, maybe, because they kind of did, like, follow-up questions that I don't know that I wrote down all of them, too.
Yeah.
But I figured it'd be fun for us to answer them, too. Because not only are we stealing LOS content, now we are stealing our content.
Yes.
We just welcome to the LOS Are You Garbage podcast.
We have stolen from Legion of Skanks, Come Town, Are You Garbage, Two Bears, One Cave.
Anyone who, you know what I just fucking remembered and I'm so upset about? I don't know if I can do it now. Yeah, I don't know how to do it without fucking anything up. I saved a really fun picture for my background. And I just forgot about it. But yeah.
Next time.
So the first question that they asked was, first of all, where did everybody go? I can't see us anymore. Oh, okay. So the first question that they asked was the name of the grocery store that you go to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they said, Jay said Trader Joe's, Dave said Trader Joe's, and Lewis says his assistant, because he's a fancy bitch, pretty much online shops for him. Why do you have an assistant to online shop?
I can't think of anything lazier than that.
Right? Oh my gosh.
It's just because he doesn't have a girlfriend. I mean, think of all, like, who does most of the online shopping for your household?
Right. mine is top fucking notch garbage.
Oh, yeah. You are trash.
Mine is Walmart.
Hannah buys her groceries at Walmart.
I buy almost everything at Walmart. They have almost everything that I need in my life.
See, Hannah, no, bad.
That's just for the video watchers. Ew, I just fucking drooled all over myself.
I spat when I laughed at that. If you only listen to this, you need to go subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch the videos because you need to see what just happened.
Someone just shook their asshole.
What?
I said someone just shook their asshole.
Showed? Did you say showed? You showed your asshole?
I yeah, showed someone's asshole.
Someone showed their asshole. Come subscribe to our YouTube to find out who.
I'm writing that down. Someone showed their asshole. Okay, so can I just say that I don't even think that there is a Trader Joe's here.
Yeah, I have no idea where.
I've never been to a Trader Joe's.
I have not been to a Trader Joe's either. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, I don't want to tell everyone where I buy my groceries because I feel like they're going to stalk me.
Okay. Yeah. But I've also heard you say that you go to multiple different places, so there's that. Sure. Sure.
Well, okay. Today I went to like 8 different places trying to find fucking Canadian bacon for my daughter, and no one has any.
It's because it's Canada Day.
It's how many years have we had Canada Day, though? I've never run into this issue. A lack of Canadian bacon. I almost went to Papa Murphy's and asked them if I could just buy their Canadian bacon.
Right.
Like, do you have any? Can I just, I'll pay you like $50 for some of your Canadian bacon.
I will pay for
bacon.
A pizza. Can you just fill up a pizza box of just, Canadian bacon?
Just give please? Me the Canadian, yeah. Eat the dough yourself if you want. I don't care.
Anyway. All right. The next question. Do you have a bag of ice in your freezer? Well, you just have a, you just got a fancy new refrigerator and didn't you?
Yes, yeah, you did. I did. And it has an ice maker and a water dispenser, not on the outside because I've never hooked the water lines up to a fridge here because the water here is so disgusting. And even though there's a filter in it, it's not that good of a filter. Yeah. So it's still going to taste gross. So I don't use that. So currently I just have ice cube trays in there because I just filled them up. But I do the same thing that Lewis does. I put my ice in a Ziploc bag. I don't see why.
Putting it in a bag, it makes more sense to me than just putting it in an open bin.
Yeah.
Because then it all tastes like freezer.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's what I said in the Zoom. I was like, if you put it in an open container, it's going to taste like freezer. It tastes like Freon or whatever. It's gross. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then it gets like frosty.
Yeah.
It's just gross. You should have it in a bag. It should be.
I don't even have ice. I don't even have ice in my freezer because I don't like
ice. I don't either because it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, exactly. I don't use it.
But everyone else in the family likes to have ice in the summer, especially like when the kids are playing outside and it's like 110 degrees. They want ice. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. But Lewis said that he keeps his ice in a bag that used to hold chicken.
I'm so glad that at some point he said it didn't really have chicken in it because that was disturbing to me.
Yes. I was like, as soon as he said it, I was like, there's no fucking way.
No.
And then I was like,
you can't be
maybe
that
that's
dumb.
Why he's never gotten the coronavirus, even though he's just been out in the world. Maybe he's just.
He just has such a good immune system from constantly eating salmonella or drinking it. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you do. It depends. Is he just eating the ice or
just munching on ice?
That was never a thing that I know. Whenever a bunch of people that I know were pregnant, they all wanted to chew up ice. I'm like, why? It hurts. It's cold.
I did that when I was a kid. Like if we didn't have like if we didn't have popsicles or something, we would just like suck
didn't
on
have
ice.
Popsicles.
Sometimes.
That's so sad.
Sometimes we have popsicles, but if you were out of them, you just suck on some ice.
My heart hurts for you.
Why? You that's constantly so had popsicles in your house?
Oh, always.
You never ran out of popsicles?
Never once in my life can I think of a time that we ran out of popsicles.
Were you fat? Because we were fat. My sister and I were fat kids.
Yeah, kind of.
And we would just go into the fridge and take whatever we wanted. There wasn't, like, rules and regulations.
Yeah, same.
But you didn't run out of popsicles.
No, but I will say that my dad always shopped at Sam's Club. Which, yeah. Do you know what, you like, know what that is? Yes. Like, are those everywhere? Okay. So he bought everything in bulk because, like I said, all the neighborhood kids were always there. So he always fucking kept up on the snacky poos. There was a refrigerator out by the pool just for the neighbor kids so that people didn't come in my house.
Yeah, you don't want people coming in your house.
Never, especially children.
No, you definitely don't want children coming in your house. No. What?
Who are, anyways, yeah, we talked about that. Everybody, their ice situation. Also, Lewis was talking about, and I think it's the kind of refrigerator that you have, because isn't your freezer downstairs?
Yeah, I got a downstairs freezer now.
My grandma has a downstairs freezer. I always thought that was so fancy. So cool.
It is fancy, and I agree with the other guys who said, when you go on to, like, it's got, like, the touch screen and, like, you can touch it and you can see. And it's too much. And it's mostly, like, the TV brands that make that. And it's like,
yeah.
Want a fridge made from a company that makes TVs?
It's bizarre. I want a refrigerator that comes from my refrigerator store, place, company. We'll get there eventually. All right, next question. the last time that you got cash back, and this one fucking is stupid.
It is.
I would say that almost every time I go to the store, I get cash back, probably.
I don't, but if I need cash and I remember, because my problem is I usually forget to get cash back when I'm at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need cash, it's just easier to do that than to drive an extra few miles or whatever to the bank.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know, because also, as Mr. J. Gomez said, some of us buy weed that takes cash. And we don't just have,
I don't have a job.
I don't have fucking cash. But I think I get cash back almost every time I go to the store.
Yeah, I definitely don't do it every time. I like to have cash on me or, like, available.
Right.
Just in case, like, if your card doesn't work for some reason or whatever, like, I don't know. You just need to have something. So then if I do use it, then I have to, like, replenish my stores.
Jay said never because apparently he's a classy bitch this round. Dave said a couple times, and then Lewis said often. But makes sense. But also depends, because sometimes I just use PayPal to buy weed. So sometimes it works out like that. But a lot of times, not so much. And they also somehow got on the topic of, because it wasn't a question, but it was something that I think Lewis might have said, but like a change cup or change jar.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I remember I said something in the chat about a water jug, and then Jay said something about the water jug. Because I for sure have one that I bought at a yard sale, and it says, like, another person's name, family vacation on it.
I have never had. It's like, you're talking about, like, a 5-gallon jug, right? Or is it, like, a 2-gallon jug? But it's, like, one of the blue ones.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Thing.
It's a big one.
Okay. I have those, but it's from when I did, like, I bought water that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just for water. I don't have change in them.
Well, why not?
Well, because you said change cup. That's my system, where we just have, like, a cup. And we just put it in there. And then, I don't know, every once in a while I just go, we have too much change. We need to get rid of this.
And then,
I'm so autistic that it brings me so much joy to sort counting the coins.
I love counting change.
Putting them in the little things. the little paper things.
Oh, yeah.
To take to the bank.
I don't ever do that, but. But I also give, most, any change that I ever come across, I usually give it to my child, and he just goes, it's really his change jug thing. But as like my mom, she always gives them, every time we see my mom, she gives them like a bag of pennies. She gives them all her pennies. There's so many pennies in it. It's like, you're just fucking, wow. That is just rude. Don't give my son pennies.
So spoiled though. No one gave me change when I was a kid. I never had a piggy bank.
That's why we got the jug, because his piggy bank got full. And a little Spider-Man one. But anyways, apparently that's not garbage. Well, the cup isn't garbage. I had a question with that. Like, so the cup isn't garbage, but a jug is garbage?
I kind of think what they said was the fact that Jay was being so specific about, like, the fact that it has, like,
singles,
$1 and $5 bills in it, that was garbage. Like, the fact that he had to brag about that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Coronavirus.
When you muted and then unmuted, all of a sudden it had, like, a ton of background noise for a second.
Is it still there?
No, it's better now. Okay. I think that's why I stopped muting it, and I just go like,
oh, okay,
and come back.
Okay, mall food court. Where do you eat at a mall food court? I would just like to point out that I, as an adult, I don't know that I've eaten at a mall food court in maybe twice in my adult life. And it was when I was in cosmetology school, and on my lunch break, I run over to the mall and I would eat Chinese food. Or the pizza place that was in the mall has the breadsticks that are like pizza inside the breadstick. You know what I'm talking about? What are those, Bosco sticks, or is that just cheese? I don't know.
I have no idea what that is. I didn't know that existed.
Oh my god, it is so good.
What?
Like a breadstick, and then there's like pizza sauce and cheese and like pepperonis inside a breadstick, inside a garlic breadstick.
Is it talk like a, about, it's like a breadstick shaped calzone?
Yeah. Yes.
I need that.
So good. Oh my god, they're so fucking good.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's insane.
Oh god, you probably dip it in cheese, don't you?
Oh my god. And they have spicy cheese. Mm-mm-mm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh my god. And ranch is an option. I'm not much of a, I like ranch. I do dip ranch in pizza. Wait. Ranch dip pizza. What?
No.
I sometimes dip my pizza in the ranch. Sometimes. But I will say I always dip pizza rolls in ranch.
That's disgusting. Like those frozen things that you buy.
Are you acting like you don't know what fucking pizza rolls are?
I'm asking. I'm because you were talking about breadstick things, and now you said pizza rolls, and I'm just trying to clarify. Yes.
Now I'm talking about the little
things that you buy frozen in the grocery store.
Yes.
Those are disgusting.
Oh my god. You're such an adult. I eat like a fucking teenager, okay?
Even when I was a kid, I didn't like those. Like, I think I preferred the bagel bites.
See, oh my gosh. So, this tooth, the one that is the little shark tooth, the tooth before that one, no, I lied. It's on the other side because I'm missing both of those. The one on the other side where there is no tooth. That baby tooth got knocked out from a fucking pizza bagel that was
not cooked all the way. I took a bite and the tooth fell out. So fuck you, pizza bagels. I was supposed to keep that baby tooth all my life. Fun fact, fuck bagels. I mean.
Oh, no.
Fuck bagel bites. Oh, my
God. Fuck bagel bites. Okay, so Dave said samples or Chinese food. Jay said cheesesteak or Arby's. Where the fuck is there an Arby's in a mall? I've never heard it. Like, there's no, like, actual fast food chains in the mall for me.
Oh, my mall, the mall where I grew up, had a McDonald's in it. So we, like, when I was a kid, I would always either get McDonald's or there was, like, a Mexican place and I would just get, like, a taco salad or something.
Yeah.
But
I've never heard of fast food in a mall. That's nuts.
Yeah. We had a McDonald's in there and I think there might have been something else, too, like a Pizza Hut or something like that.
Yeah.
But I just, because earlier I said I've never... I think I technically said that I've never eaten in a food court, but I meant like as an adult. I haven't done that since I was a little kid.
Yeah, that's, I meant that too. If I didn't, if I said that weird, that's what I meant too. I definitely ate at a fucking food court in the mall as a child. And like the last time I did, I was, like I said, I was in cosmetology school and just go there on my lunch break.
Our only Chinese food was Panda Express. It wasn't like...
I don't even know what this one's called. Whatever it is not English. Characters. I have no idea what it is.
It wasn't anything like that. Like, it was just that big chain, Panda Express. So, it was all, like, fast food crap. There was one restaurant, like, a sit-down restaurant. It was weird. And it was English food.
English food? What's that mean?
Because who goes, oh, let's go get some English food?
I don't even understand what that means. What is that?
I don't know. They have bangers and mash or something. We have some English listeners. They can explain it to us. I don't know. I think it was like, just like shepherd's
fish, pie. Fish and chips.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what fish and chips is?
It's chips or fries, right?
Yeah.
I know. A fish sandwich?
It's like deep fish nuggets. It's like a big chunk of fish. But it's like battered and deep fried.
I don't like fish.
I like fish and chips. And it's like the worst kinds of fish that they use too. But I love it. With tartar sauce.
I like tartar sauce though. I do. The bug just hit me in the face. And Lewis said KFC was his food court.
Yeah, I've never seen that in a food court either.
No, me either. We used to have one in a couple, like, little towns over. There was a KFC Taco Bell one building, you know what I mean? One of those.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those where it's the two? But, it got closed down because it was disgusting.
Yeah,
we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Not to get anyone in trouble.
I've heard from unnamed sources that KFCs tend to be filthy inside.
Nice. So
I will never eat it again.
You also hate Arby's.
I fucking hate Arby's. It's disgusting. And I think part of it is because it reminds me, my mom loved Arby's.
I had Arby's today.
She was the only person in the family who liked it, and it was disgusting. A little weird-ass cheese sauce on it. That's probably why you love it. You love fucking cheese sauce.
Maybe. Arby's was my first job ever. But, no, I always get the French dip in Swiss, that sandwich that's just fucking dunk in au jus sauce, beef boy on, I'm guessing. It just... slurp the fucking it's so good.
I didn't like that in my ear.
I'm so sorry. But the meat mountain thing I was talking to you about, it's literally a sandwich that has every meat that Arby's has. It's like the roast beef, the turkey, the fucking chicken strips, corned beef or whatever the fuck that is. I don't even know what that is. It's the same one that has all of that on it. It's fucking huge.
That's gross.
But it is a real thing.
Arby's is trash. That's probably like the trashiest fast food ever is fucking Arby's.
And it's the most expensive one, at least here, for some reason.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Arby's or probably like Long John Silver's or something.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty gross, too. Ugh. I've never been there. I just assume it is.
You've never had Long John Silver's?
No.
Oh my god,
I don't really like seafood very much.
I always got the chicken there. I loved their batter. Whatever that shitty ass batter is, I fucking loved it. I used to live right next door to a Long John Silver's and I would eat there almost every day.
That's garbage.
Oh my god.
So gross. Okay.
Speaking of garbage, DeRosa at this point, DeRosa, motherfucking DeRosa, comes in and physically hold my sweet baby Jason down and raped him on camera.
Joseph DeRosa. Joseph DeRosa butt fucked Jason on this episode.
Oh my god. On camera. Didn't give a fuck.
That man has the weirdest body I have ever seen. And his hair was weird. Nothing about it looked right.
I do not enjoy glassesless Joe DeRosa. Put your fucking glasses back on, DeRosa. You look so strange without your glasses.
DeRosa wears glasses?
He hasn't in a really long time. But normally he does. Your face makes me question everything I know, and I'm like, did I just make that up?
I don't know. Google it. What the
fuck? Yeah, so after DeRosa held Jason down and butt-to-butt raped him even. No, but everybody thought it was Christine, and they were like, and then it was like, are we making fun of Christine for having small tits, or are we making fun of DeRosa for having tits?
Oh my god. I just, this, oh, excuse me, sorry. I rewatched or listened to this episode today, and that was the first time that I heard Christine in the background go, that's so rude, or something like that. When they were talking about how they thought it was her.
Oh. Well, what was funny is earlier in the episode, Jay said something about, because Christine was in the background, like, grabbing a phone charger or something. And Jay said something about, like, oh, Christine's setting up her OnlyFans. And then here comes DeRosa, shirtless.
Yeah, we're like, everyone's like, wait, was she really doing that?
No way. Not without Jay. Oh my god. So imitation crab meat, how do you feel?
I always thought it was disgusting, and then they were talking about it being in like the California rules or something. Is that what's in here?
Probably. At least here there's no fucking ocean around here.
Well, and the only sushi that I've ever had, I bought at my grocery store.
Yeah.
But it says on it that, like, everything is fully cooked. So you don't have to worry about, like...
Yeah. I don't do raw sushi. How
long it's been there. So who cares? But...
Yeah. I don't know. Because my favorite, the only sushi I eat is the spicy crab one. Is that a California roll? I don't know. It's spicy crab to me.
I don't know.
King crab or something like that. I don't know. I get it at fucking... the grocery store. We don't have an ocean. Where are these crabs coming from?
They ship crabs everywhere, frozen.
Ugh. I don't know why that just disgusted me so bad, but it did. But Lewis, I just wrote down that he loves California rolls because, but I guess if that's what's in California rolls, then me yeah. fucking do.
Yeah. I mean, that's not my favorite flavor in the roll.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the overall product. I yes. was like, I could do without whatever fishy thing is in this, but I'll also handle it. Because, like, but whatever, like, everything else in it was really good.
Do you get, like, that big, like, fucking sliver of ginger? Does it come with that with yours?
Is that what that is?
That's the spicy.
It's like pink. Like, it comes with, like, it's like...
My not thing on comes, it. It's like on not, the side. It's like
over to the side.
Yeah.
And there's like some weird thing. And then there's like a glob of wasabi.
Yeah.
And it has like an extra packet of sushi sauce or soy sauce. Or sushi sauce. No, it says sushi sauce.
It says sushi sauce.
It might have been soy sauce though. There might already be this other sushi sauce. I don't know what that is. But that might already be drizzled on it.
Yeah. I think that you're talking about ginger. The one I get comes with ginger anyway.
I don't know. I never ate it. I was like, I have no idea what that is. I'm not eating it. I tried the wasabi just to see. And I was like, it's just like really strong horseradish or something.
Yeah. Yeah. My face looked so disgusted just then. David Elijah hates imitation crab.
Because he's classy. And I thought he was just saying that he hates sushi in general.
Maybe.
I was like, what? No, I think you're right. I think he was talking about imitation crab. But at first I was like, he hates the texture of the but sushi is so many different things.
Yeah, that could be so about? Many different things. And Jason. He gets fucking down with the imitation crab meat. He melts a hunk of butter to dip it in while Christine is cooking dinner. He eats imitation crab straight up.
This is where I draw the line. That's strange. Disgusting.
Strange.
Ew.
Oh, boy.
I've never heard of anyone just buying imitation crab either. I've seen, like, when you go to the deli part of your grocery store, they'll have, like, little salads that they make. Yeah. And I've seen some that have, like, it has imitation crab in it.
Mm-hmm.
That I could understand. But, like, who just buys the imitation crab just plain by itself?
I don't know. And crab rangoons, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Those, I've bought imitation crab meat before to make those because I don't know where to get a crab. And I don't know if you have to do this every time that you cook a crab, but there's no fucking way I'm going to be that bitch that puts a live fucking sea critter into a boiling pot of water and watches it die.
Well, when I was watching MasterChef a few years ago, what they did was that they put, like, a knife into its brain just real quick, and then you stick it right in the water. So you're not boiling it alive, at least.
No. I'm not going to stab it either. I want to receive it dead.
Oh, okay.
I can't kill it. That is not what I signed up for.
You can kill a cow?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going
to
cry.
I didn't want to, okay? Well, I just wanted my grandpa's fucking acceptance, okay?
Aww.
I'm just kidding. I'm over it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, somebody had asked me, I don't remember who it was, but somebody had asked me for the picture of the double-dicked deer, and I was talking to my sister because I thought maybe she would have it. She doesn't, but she knows where it's at my grandparents' house, so maybe one day if I can ever fucking see my grandparents again because of, you know, coronavirus, I will get that picture, but my sister did say she was going to send me a picture of this raccoon dick that she has at her work for you people.
Why does your family have so many animal dicks?
I don't know. I don't have any. I don't know why multiple people in this family have peckers, as they call it.
God. So yeah. On the subject of are you garbage, do you have any peckers hanging on your walls?
I do not, but I know
everyone two different else in your family.
Oh my God. How about meatloaf?
Meatloaf. I don't do meatloaf anymore.
I haven't eaten meatloaf once in my adult life. I had it, the last time I had it, I lived with my parents.
Have you ever cooked it?
Nope. I have no idea how that works.
I used to make meatloaf, but I just don't anymore. I don't think anyone eats it.
Yeah.
I love it. I will eat the shit out of meatloaf.
I'm sure it's
but
great.
No one else eats it. So I'm like, what's the point?
That's the thing is, it's really just Mark and I that eat that kind of, like, Austin doesn't fucking want that shit. So, like, that's the only, like, it would just be me and him, and that seems like a lot of food for just two people. Yeah. And I don't really like ketchup.
You don't have to have ketchup involved.
Yeah.
I mean, some people do, like, gravy.
But the way Lewis fucking described the way that he makes his, with, like, bacon wrapped and shit, that sounds delicious. I've never even heard of that in my life. With hunks of cheese inside?
Oh, hello? Yeah. You have to have cheese in your meatloaf.
Hello?
But I use grated Parmesan, not shredded, grated Parmesan instead of breadcrumbs in mine.
Instead of bread. Oh, my God. This sounds so good. I want meatloaf.
I make meatballs, like, at least once a week. No, yeah. Not at least. Once a week. Not more than once a week.
I make meatballs 7 days a week.
No, I make it once a week.
Fucking love meatballs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't had it. But anyways, they all love meatloaf a lot.
I get it.
I have not had it forever. And now that makes, like, all of this meatloaf talk makes me want meatloaf in my life.
You should make one.
I should
ask Google how Lewis to make. How to do his.
Yes. I know, but he's on vacation and I don't want to annoy him. When he gets back, I'll ask him how he makes his meatloaf.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so yummy. Okay, when was the last time that you've had Mountain Dew? Ew, do you like Mountain Dew, you nasty fuck?
I haven't had it in years.
And so you don't even drink soda at all, do you?
No, I don't. I drink, like, zero-calorie energy drinks, which is not any better for you. It's just garbage. Yeah. It's all garbage.
It's all garbage.
I don't drink soda anymore. But when I was a kid, my dad drank Coca-Cola, and my mom drank Mountain Dew. And we
always, you know she's garbage if she drinks Mountain Dew.
We bought Mountain Dew by the cube.
And you ever get a cube?
You ever get a cube?
Do you mean the 24 case?
Yes. You ever get a cube of Mountain Dew?
Never in my life have I owned a cube of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi, yes. Coke, yes. But, like, other things, yes, but never Mountain Dew.
No, Mountain Dew was my jam when I was a kid.
I remember when I was a kid, because one of my older sisters has always drank Mountain Dew. But I remember my mom one time trying to offer me Mountain Dew or something when I was little, and she told me this story. I don't actually remember this. She tells me that when I was little, I would, like, cry if someone tried to give me Mountain Dew because I didn't like the way it made me feel. So as a little kid, I was, like, aware of what the fuck Mountain Dew is doing.
Yes. It's not good.
And I would literally be like, I don't like the way it makes me feel. So, fuck Mountain Dew. I have not had Mountain Dew, and ugh. I've tried Baja Blast. It fucking sucks.
Oh, my God. One time I went to Taco Bell, and I went to get Baja Blast Mountain Dew, and they were out of the syrup in the
machine. So, it was just
machine.
Carbonated?
Yeah. It was like, I was like, is this what it tastes like?
It's awful. You know what else is awful about, like, fast food places? Do you guys have the, if you go, I know you don't really go in much probably, but, like, the soda machines that it's just one machine, but it's a touch screen and it has, like, all the different kinds of shit.
I've only used that, like, twice those in my life. Those fucking
suck. It's so, those are so gross.
I guess so.
Like, you have to, anytime that I've used those, I sit there and, like, turn the water one on and just let it run for a minute because you always taste, like, whatever the last thing was that was.
Do you? Because I was worried about that, but the last time I did that, it was when I was visiting my sister and we just had, like, a really long day, so we just stopped and got fast food real quick. Yeah. And I don't drink soda, and the only thing in there that I was actually really stoked because they have a lot of options. No.
Oh.
They had flavored sparkling water in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got that, and I didn't taste anything else in mine. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Oh, well. Every experience I've had to, like, I'd take a drink, like, because, you know, you have to, it's probably a garbage thing, but, like, you get a little in your cup and taste it before you fill up your whole cup to make sure it's not fucking carbonated, just the carbonation, not the syrup, like what happened to you.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like garbage to me. That seems really smart. I don't know if I've ever done that in my life because I do it every time. Idiot.
I will fucking be so pissed because I'm a person who's not going to be like, especially if it's like we got our food to go or whatever. I'm not the type of person that's going to be like, drive back there because this fucking soda is bad. Like, I'm just not that bitch. I'll just have a shitty soda and it'll just sit there and I'm not going to drink it. But so I always have to check before I leave because, ooh, that'll piss me off. But I will just be mad in silence.
Yeah. Just so thirsty, too, because you won't drink it.
Yes, and you're just being a brat about it, but it also is fucking disgusting. But so, I don't know that Lewis and Jay even answered the question, or not Jay, Lewis and Dave even answered this question, the Mountain Dew question, because they went on the whole thing about Jay being like, well, I maybe have possibly had a little sip and blah, 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 of the, like, while I was waiting at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I don't know that Lewis, I don't have answers for them because either I wasn't paying attention or they didn't answer. But I'm pretty sure Lewis doesn't even drink soda, right? Or very little.
I don't know what he drinks.
I feel like he's said that before. It's not like while we're hanging out, he doesn't drink any soda. I offer him a cold Coca-Cola.
I have no idea. I feel like I got the vibe that they both thought Mountain Dew was disgusting.
I think most adults probably should think it's disgusting.
I haven't had it in so long. I have fond memories of it. I drank it a little bit in adulthood. For a little while, I still drank Mountain Dew. I would get, like, a bottle of it at the gas station or whatever. And it was fun because sometimes you could be like, oh, this... Because the formula, they didn't stick to their formula very well. Like, sometimes you'd be like, I can really taste the orange juice in this. It's one of the ingredients is orange juice.
Orange juice?
Yes.
And what? Cocaine? Orange juice and meth? Is that what's in a fucking Mountain Dew?
And I also have no idea what flavor it's supposed to be.
I don't understand that at all. Because if Sprite is... what? Lemon lime.
Yeah.
Which also, I know a lot of people like Sprite. I cannot stand Sprite. Sprite makes me it's sick is what it tastes like. It tastes like sickness.
Oh, why? Because you always drink it when you're sick?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh,
yeah.
You have like that. So, I loved Sprite 7-Up. You know what I loved? This is garbage as hell. When I was a kid, I fucking loved Fresca.
I don't even know what that is.
It's grapefruit flavor.
Grapefruit?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I don't even like grapefruit, but when I was a kid, I fucking loved Fresca.
I have no idea what that is. I thought you were going to say, like, Faygo or Faygo. No, what is it?
I've never seen that in my life.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, Faygo, I've never seen it.
It's what the ICP... guys, enjoy.
I know, but I've never seen it. Like, in
we
a
used
store.
To get that because they have all the fun flavors. It's fucking shit. It's disgusting.
That must be like some middle of the country shit.
Are you being shot up right now?
Did you hear that?
I did.
That's a neighbor's truck. That scared me. I thought it was inside my house.
Oh, God. The Jesus. Call is coming from inside the house.
That was loud.
Oh, I thought it was fireworks. All right. Next question. As long as you're safe, are you good?
Yeah. Just why the that's not even an old, that's a new truck and it's loud as fuck.
They broke it. do you have, I'm guessing this is a current question, right? I don't know if it was supposed to be current or ever, but do you have a snake, reptile, or a spider in your house?
Well, not a pet one.
I would say there's probably plenty of fucking spiders up in this bitch.
I screamed about a spider earlier today, and I felt like such a girl.
Oh, my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
I was so proud that I killed that one after a lot of things being thrown at it. It was huge. Fuck. No, I've never had a snake. I've never had a spider. My sister had a bearded dragon, and then she also had fucking anoles. Is that what they are? Okay. Little lizards?
I don't know.
Oh, I think that's what they're called. But one time, because my sister, she only came to my house on the weekend, because we have the same dad, different moms, and so she only came to my house on the weekends, and so when she was gone, I would sneak into her room and get her lizards and bring them into my room, and this was, like, under the age of 9 sometime, and I let her lizards out, and I lost them in my room. I never found them.
Not even, like, a corpse?
No, I never found them. I'm sure my parents did, probably, but I never saw it. I never heard any more about it.
Why, did your parents clean your room for you when you were a kid?
Yeah, well, for sure.
You are a little princess, aren't you?
I cannot be bothered.
You are like the epitome of class compared to me as a child.
We say that, but then I'm finding out all these other garbage things about me.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But none of them, they all said no.
Yeah, they've never had, none of them have had a reptile or a spider.
Just burped. Do you have an empty tank, like aquarium, up in that bitch?
Me?
Yeah.
When I moved in with my husband, this is garbage as fuck. He had an empty terrarium in the, just sitting in the backyard, and I'm pretty sure it's still there. I think it might still be there.
Speaking of things in the backyard, you want to talk about fucking garbage? Holy shit. Okay, so somebody gave us this really nice bathtub, and they just gave it to us for free, and there is not one way into this fucking house that we could get this bathtub inside. Even if we got it inside, we couldn't get it through the, like, it was going to the master bathroom. It couldn't fit through the bedroom door to get to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So, and it sat out in my front yard for I don't know how many years. So, I got the right idea. I said, let's fucking bury it. So, Mark dug a big hole. We put this bathtub in the ground, filled it all up, like, up to the top, and I put, like, I built a fairy garden. I made it into a fucking fairy garden. There is a bathtub buried in my front yard that has a fairy garden and a train track running through it. That's garbage.
That's at least better than, like, some people will use an old toilet in their yard for, like, a planter. Do you have one?
I do not
toilet.
I do not currently. But when I was a kid, So my dad was really into like landscaping and stuff. So our backyard was like, and the front yard, but the backyard was really cool. It was like he built these trails through my backyard and like had like planted flowers and trees and shit to make it like this secret garden type shit. It was fucking sick. But way back in the corner that you had to like crawl under shit to get to, there was this in the corner, like where the fence was, there was an old toilet, and my mom made a person out of terracotta pots. She just like turned them and like had them all tied together. So there was a person sitting on the toilet in the back corner of my secret garden.
That sounds
like a made up fucking story.
That sounds like you.
Secret garden.
Speechless.
The toilet. The little terracotta guy.
This sounds like you got raped in your backyard and you made up some fancy, cutesy thing.
I will find pictures of this. I have to find pictures of this.
Yes, please, because I'm concerned.
No. I swear it was real. Oh my god. Sounds so fake. It either sounds fake or like a story I created to, like you said, hide a rape. Oh boy. Oh my god. So... So back to the question about like the reptiles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Jay was talking about this girl that he used to, the girl he lost his virginity to. She used to have this lizard that she would put on him, you know, to have sex or whatever, but he didn't mean like during sex. But he also said something that I don't know if anybody else heard because nobody else said anything. And these are my favorite parts of Laziness Gangs whenever other people don't hear it. Yeah. Did you hear it?
I don't know.
Okay. He said when he was like, she was abused and then he goes, by me. And then he said something about, no, her dad was my uncle. He said, or my uncle is her father. That's what it was. My uncle is her father. I recorded it on my phone. I'll see if I can play it so everybody can hear it.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
What did he say?
I think you misheard him because he said, what he said was, she was abused. And then he goes, by me. And then he goes, no, I'm just kidding. It was her father.
I'm pretty sure he said my uncle.
I don't think so.
She was abused by me. No. My uncle's her father.
My uncle's her father.
Okay, so clearly that was a joke.
Yes, of course. It was a joke.
Okay.
But nobody fucking heard it. And I was like...
or he really did fuck his cousin.
I mean, that scenario has been brought up how many times?
A lot of times. Jason is a cousin fucker. Yes, and then he lied about it. He's like, no, I didn't say that.
And we all know he did.
He said it multiple times. He said it on Legion of Skanks. He said it on Bonfire. He said two different situations in which he fucked his cousin. Because there was like a fake cousin who wasn't a real cousin, and like he did something with her, and then he did something with a real cousin when they were little, though.
Yeah,
and his grandpa found him.
Yes,
this happened. He said that, and then he lied about it later.
Fucking liar, Jay Oakerson. <I'm sorry. laughs> It doesn't work that way. But anyways, I recorded that specific part because I was like, I know he's kidding, but those are my favorite parts of any show, but especially Legion of Skanks, when someone says something, but it, like, everybody was talking at the same time, so they didn't all catch it. Like, that's how the butt-to-butt thing got started. Because, and then Ari's the beef or something, a can of beef.
Oh, hit him with a can of beef?
Oh my god.
No, I am getting really frustrated because do you remember when you clipped from Bonfire when Jay said our names and mm-hmm. freaking Dan Soder talked over my name.
Yes.
Okay. Then in this episode of Legion of Skanks, Jay mentions you. Oh, that's all fine. And then Lewis says my name and someone has to fucking talk over it again.
Everybody hates you.
Everyone hates me.
You guys, stop hating her. She's great.
Great to hate.
Oh.
Not even that great at anything or for anything.
Not good really for not. Nothing.
I don't see why. Gosh. There's no point in hating me.
I think you're spectacular.
I think you're a liar.
So sad. You know who else sucks at life other than you? Lewis. You know why? Because he murders turtles.
I figured it was going to be Lewis.
I've had it up to fucking here with Mr. Murder J. Gomez over here. He's always killing cats and turtles. That's it. But still, it's too many things.
I need an intern.
You need an intern?
I need water, and I have to, like, pause to go get water.
Okay, we can pause. Okay. For water. Water break!
So, anyway, Lewis kills turtles.
And kittens!
And did kittens! Did he
kill cats or
yeah,
something?
That was...
Yeah, that was an accident, though, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was an accident that he killed it. I don't think he intentionally killed his turtles, but he was a child at the time, too.
So. Yeah, he just forgot about them.
I feel like he was older when he killed the cats, though.
Yeah.
Or a cat?
Wasn't it a pregnant cat or something? Or cat and kittens?
I think it was a kitten. I think it was just one kitten. Was
just one kitten.
We're just fine.
Make an accusation. He killed all the cats.
He killed a pregnant mommy cat and all the little babies in her tummy.
And raped the daddy cat. He said, I'm the daddy cat now, doggy.
You can't accuse someone of raping a cat.
Allegedly. There.
Okay, there we go. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
You silly, silly goose. Anyway, on this one, Lewis told the story of how he killed his turtles.
And it was so sad. That hurt my heart. I've had turtles. I sent you screenshots when they were talking about this. I was like, look at all these turtle pictures. Melvin, one of my turtles, he was literally like this fucking big. He was huge.
I love turtles, but especially baby turtles.
Aw. I don't know if it's everywhere, but I know here it's illegal to have them if they're, like, under 10 centimeters.
Really?
Yeah, so which is like, well, what if my turtle has babies?
That doesn't make any sense.
My two, I had, at one time I had two, eventually I had all three, but at one time I had two. I had Melvin, which was the really big one, and then I had Crush, and he was just a little bitty guy. And, but they were the best of friends, and I used to literally just put them in my backyard, like, in the fenced in. It was just, like, the big square wire fence, you know? It was, like, the dog area.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And I would just put them outside, out there, and they would just stay in the fence. They could easily just walk right through, and they'd just stay in there. My dogs Aww. Didn't give a fuck. I had Pyrenees, Great Pyrenees. Didn't give a fuck about these turtles. It was so sweet. They just would hang out all day.
Oh, my gosh.
And just pick them up. Go take them back to their tank, and they just live their best life. They're so sweet. But then I moved into a place where I couldn't have them, and I had to give them away.
Aww.
It broke my heart. That's sad. Anyway, moving on. Have you ever eaten a booger? Last time you ate a booger.
Last time I ate a booger was 2 minutes ago when we paused.
That's why we paused.
We had to show
each other our boogies. I said boogies and it sounded like I said boobies.
You said boogies.
We had to show each other our boogies. It just makes me think of Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
What? Oh my god.
You know that song, right? Probably not.
Sounds familiar. Song.
Old timey Brooks and Dunn. Doesn't matter. yeah, it was a weird question no. because.
I unplugged my headphones.
But that's also just a really weird question because I don't think anyone as an adult would answer that question honestly.
You know who would? Did you just stop watching or listening to Matt and Shane?
I'm just so busy.
Right.
I watched the last live one where they had the Wrinkly flag. I stopped paying for Matt and Shane. I'll say that.
Okay, but one of the might have been the very last like free episode at this point in time. Shane said that he'll sometimes eat a booger.
That is so disgusting. It's not even funny. That's just gross. I'm so disgusted by snot and boogers and earwax.
But then afterwards, he tried to be like, no, I just mean like if it's on your finger and then you kind of put it in your mouth so you can go.
I did hear somebody talking about that.
That's not what he originally said. He was saying like, I think he was trying to say if you have like a goopy one that you can't lick because it's not dry. And then he realized how bad that was and he was saying that. And he tried to be like, no, that's not what I meant.
Oh, my God. I hate that so much. That is so disgusting. Oh, my God. I don't like it. I hope you're happy. I'm disgusted.
I am so happy.
I want to fucking scream.
I want to make you throw up.
Me and throwing cry. Up on the podcast. I'll throw up and laugh at it like you weirdo. Oh my gosh. Also, I don't understand why this is a garbage thing because it's something I still do, but breakfast for dinner.
I do that when I'm really, really lazy, but also it's because I'm not a good person in the morning and I don't tend to make like a big fancy breakfast for my kids ever for breakfast. And then like, so if they want that, I'm like, oh, well, let's do it for dinner. Cause I'm a piece of shit. So.
And by breakfast for dinner, that just means biscuits and gravy for me.
that's garbage. Me breakfast.
Biscuits and gravy. But I make my own gravy. Yeah. I don't like eggs at all. Pancakes are okay sometimes, but I'm just not a huge fan of like breakfast food.
Me either, because it's either like really carby or it's just like I don't really like eggs.
I hate
breakfast
all.
Sausage. That's disgusting. Ugh. I love so bacon. Gross.
I love bacon, yeah. I'll just make all
the bacon.
Yeah, but I just make, like, the other day I just made, like, fucking 2 pounds of bacon. Nothing else, just bacon. I was like, this is what we're eating.
But you can also just, like, put that in the fridge.
Right, and it's fine. And, like,
reheat it later, and it's fine.
Oh, yeah. But I don't do, like, waffles or any of that. Like, pancakes and
– I
like cereal.
I make that, but it's for my kids. I don't usually
make it. Yeah, I'll make, like, scrambled eggs are the only eggs you're getting from me, but because your girl never learned how to do that.
My kids fucking hate scrambled eggs, too.
Really? That's so weird.
Yeah,
kids usually love scrambled eggs.
No, my kids hate it, and they'll have, they will eat, like, a fried egg sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, with cheese and ketchup on it. My husband hates ketchup. He's like,
I hate ketchup too.
I love ketchup.
But I don't like tomatoes or I don't like ketchup. I'm trying to think of other things that were. But I like tomato soup. Isn't that weird?
That's gross. Tomato soup is disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
Never mind. This should have been a phone call.
Hashtag, this should have been a phone call. Yeah. Do you have any more things about garbage, or are you ready for town hall? What's going on?
We can do the town hall part.
Did you have something else?
Not really.
Okay. So, this one was, you send in a video asking all three candidates of the United States of, or United Skanks of America. Is that what we're calling it now? Or is it still Skankonia? We need answers. What is this place?
I don't know.
United Skanks of Skankonia? That's a lot of skanking going on.
Well, skank skanks. That's like, that could be like gang gang, the dumb thing.
Exactly.
Skank skanks.
We need to come up with a hand gesture.
Here's our hand gesture.
Skank skanks.
Self bump.
Oh my god. So the first guy basically asked, what would the, I guess, national anthem be of the United Skanks of America?
Yes.
So many words.
Yeah. And Lewis said that he would do a mix of The White Man Marches On and The Gun Show together.
Of course he would.
Dave's just like, no, no anthem.
What kind of fucking answer was that?
He's like, that's a dumb question. He said it was a stupid question.
From a Canadian.
Yes.
He was being racist. Was that racist?
Fuck Canadians.
Wait, did you just say fuck Canadians too? Why does everybody hate Canadians?
Oh my god, they're the fucking worst.
You really know many Canadians, I don't think.
Yeah, you've got lakes in between you and Canada, don't you?
Probably.
Lucky bitch. I grew up right fucking next to them. They're horrible.
Oh my god, I thought they were so nice. I thought that was their whole thing.
That's what they want you to think. They are not.
The only person right now that I can think of that I know that's Canadian is, Fuck Miles. He's Canadian. I went to Canada.
Berg. There's and Bonnie
McFarlane. I mean, people that. Yeah, well, okay. Justin Bieber, Drake.
People I really like.
But Jay's song of choice was Baby Come Back.
Mm-hmm. And I have something to say about that because I was just fucking talking about that song on Twitter recently, and I posted a link to it on YouTube.
Oh my god, is he stalking you?
He is stalking my Twitter, and he doesn't even follow me.
I was gonna say, and he doesn't follow you. That's a fucking problem. That's
extra creepy.
That's so weird, Jason.
Jason.
Oh, so I watched Half 14 again the other day because I was looking for that one spot to make a GIF, you know? And I think that is whenever we started calling him Jason was after that because Shane kept calling him Jason.
Oh, but I also do that to everybody, too, mm-hmm. So.
I call Shane people what I want their names.
Jay is my daddy and Shane is my brother.
Whoa. Shit's getting fucking wild over here. Coming to you live from United Skanks of Statonia. Yeah, so.
Sorry, I'm being fucking weird. Let's
baby, come back. And then Lewis and Dave, like the followers, that they are currently being switched their answers to Jay's answer.
Yeah.
They're all stalking you. Why are they all so obsessed with you?
Yeah, they just love me. I can't help it. I can't help being so lovable.
Such a lovable little guy.
You are a cunt.
I didn't mean it like a man.
Yes, you did. You're making up for all the times that I drunkenly yelled at you and called you stupid, huh?
So the second guy, second fella, I didn't write down any other names because I don't particularly care.
Oh, I called him a fucking weirdo was what I called.
I don't even remember who this was. I don't remember this guy. I remember the last guy for some reason. Basically, what are their plans to expand Legion of Skanks?
Yeah. Oh, This guy, he spoke very strangely. Like, the cadence, that's why I called him a weirdo, because it was like he was reading it, but it was, like, in weird, like, chunks what he was saying. And I was like, yeah. What is he doing? Like, probably just nervous. I get it.
But also,
sorry, Mr. Guy, if you listen to this.
Nobody listens to this.
No. That was
way too loud.
It was so deep too. I heard it.
That was me doing an impression of you, so.
Oh, I meant me. Mine was deep.
I know.
Okay.
They both were.
I know your joke. Okay, I get it. I know you're joking.
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, I was just being a dumb slut. So, Jay, I don't understand Jay's answer at all, because basically he was saying, like, he will continue to bring Legion of Skanks to places like Conan and where else did he say? Anyways, he said the word mainstream. And then when Lewis disagreed that LOS is not a mainstream thing, they don't want to be mainstream, Jay said he didn't say that.
Yeah.
And he fucking said that.
He for sure said the word mainstream.
And that's where Lewis got the word.
We're backing him up on that. Jay fucking said mainstream. And what Jay was doing was just bragging about the stuff that he's been on.
We that's all get he was it, doing. Jason. You're so famous.
Do you think that your very humble, garbage-ass, fucking trashy fans want to hear your bragging? No, we want to hear about how you killed your turtles.
And fucked your cousin.
Yes. We need to be able to relate.
I did like Dave's answer, which was he was going to release Lewis's text messages with underage girls.
Yeah, that was my favorite answer, I think.
So I think Dave got the point there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd say, I guess that Jay gets the point for the first question, I guess, I'll say, because he did the baby come back, because then everybody agreed with him, so he has to have had the point.
Point Jay on the first one, Dave gets the second one.
This is tough, because there's only three questions.
Oh, no, if Lewis gets this one.
Oh! This one was actually only to Dave and Lewis. So Jay doesn't even get a fucking chance here.
Yeah.
Would you put something up your butt for the podcast? What would it be if yes? And no, what gay thing would you do to replace the up the butt?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Dave says that he is anti-gay. I don't know if he said that, but he was very anti-gay.
I think he did say anti-gay, because those were the exact words that I had written.
And he said he's just gonna make Skanks funny again, and no more butt stuff.
Can I tell you one thing that's not funny? Continuing to say that you're going to make something funny. Ooh. Ooh, shots fucking fired, Smith. Ooh.
Watch out.
Manwich 2020.
No, but I do like Dave's anti-gay stance.
Yes, of course.
But he has to keep saying that he's going to make skanks funny again, because that's his whole campaign slogan.
He is the only one that has a slogan, a consistent slogan.
Oh, yeah. I did love that he said, no, wait. Yeah, it was Dave who said that, I think. Who said what? That Jay, I'm getting to it, you cunt. That Jay only put the gun in his butt. Because, oh, he said you gotta want it.
The guy did. The guy.
Oh, the guy said that. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was really funny.
The guy did, yeah.
But Dave did say, like, yeah, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's very well known throughout the fan base. We love Jay. We love Jason. We are Team Jason here sometimes, but I think we all know that Mr. Oakerson just wanted a gun in the butt. I think we all knew that he threw that game on purpose.
There's no other explanation.
He wanted a gun in the butt. Why would you make that bet? That is absolutely absurd.
Not just why would you make that bet, but, like, also how did you lose a basketball game to Lewis?
Ooh, shots fired, Gomez.
No, I think he's pretty open about how he's not very athletic. Jay has said that, like, he grew up playing basketball in Philly.
Ooh.
You know. I don't know what your point is with that, but you are so cunty to me. But
oh my gosh.
I don't think, like, Jay has talked about growing up playing basketball and shit, and Lewis has talked about growing up playing Magic the Gathering. So it's true. Like, how did you lose that?
On purpose, because he wanted a gun shoved up his asshole.
Case fucking closed.
And that's fine, Jay. That's fine that you just wanted a gun up your butt. I almost said a butt up your gun. That's fine. It's okay. Some people are into kinky shit. Sometimes you just want to try something, even if it's just once. But don't act like you didn't want it. So you gotta want it, Jason. And but Lewis has done butt stuff on the show. He did the top of the bottle. And also, I would say that, and this includes Jay, well, obviously the makeout thing, that's gay. And also the fucking of the flashlight, I mean. Mm-hmm. Jay was holding it, and that's pretty gay.
Right. Very gay. And I know I wasn't on Legion of Skanks, but he did also pretend to suck Bobby Kelly's dick on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Pretend.
I don't remember this bottle up his ass.
I don't remember that either.
I need someone to tell me what episode that was so that, yeah, I can find it and watch it, because I don't remember this.
I've heard him talk about it before, but I also don't remember it.
Well, actually, I feel like I heard someone say to him, didn't you shove a bottle up your ass? And he was like, I did.
Yeah.
And then it started to come, and then, like, something, he ended up remembering it, but it was like, I was also like, what? When did that happen?
Yeah. We need proof of this. If somebody could please tell us what episode there was a bottle up Louis Jacobus's asshole, that would be great.
I've been thinking lately that I want to go back to the first episode again and just re-listen to
we should do that.
All of it.
We should do it on Zoom.
Do it together?
But not with people.
Not record it.
Yeah, no, not, just not you for and the me. People.
No. Fuck the people.
Fuck.
talk to people.
Right in their butts.
With guns and bottles. So I know, so who wins that one? Dave or Lewis? Dave with his anti-gay, no butt stuff message, or Lewis who says that he has taken a bottle up the butt that neither of us remember, but he has said it. So I feel like we should probably take his word. But yeah. I also can account for plenty of other gay things that Lewis has done.
It actually kind of seems like he's done more gay shit than Jay has.
I think he has. Honest. Yes. I think that Lewis, I was going to say, I think Lewis has maybe done more gay things. But for one, they all almost included Jay in it. Second of all, I think Jay's gay thing was gayer than all of Lewis's little gay things.
Yeah. Because anytime Lewis does something gay, it seems like he's being just fun. Having fun with the guys.
Jay says, please put a gun in my butt.
Jay goes, I found this really funny video. And then he makes everyone watch this gay porn that no one wants to watch. Everyone's uncomfortable. He makes them watch the whole damn thing.
I was literally sitting there like this, watching that fucking part. I was like, oh my god, there's a gun in this man's butt.
I hated it. I didn't even watch it. I peeked and then I flipped my phone over and waited for them to be done because I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it, Jay. This is why I'm seriously considering voting for Dave Smith, because he pledged no more gay porn.
That is true.
Enough.
So are we giving it to Dave on this question?
I am. I don't know about you. I'm giving that one to Dave.
Here's the thing. Even if I was to give this one to Lewis, it's still his only vote, and Dave still has two. So
I thought Jay won the song.
Jay won the song. Dave won the second question.
Yeah.
And then if Dave won, if I choose Dave, he wins too. If I choose Lewis, everybody got one vote.
I thought we were
as a whole. I think we are a vote as a whole because we are one messy bitch, right?
Right.
So I'm down to vote for Dave. Okay. So I think Dave won.
Dave
the won. Town hall. I don't know if this was a competition, but
well, Dave won our hearts. That's what really mattered.
You can't even say it without laughing.
We're so important. I mean,
but so congratulations, David Elijah Smith. You are the winner of the town hall questionnaire. Questions from the town at the hall. Also, the question was asked, will Jay go gayer for the podcast? And what's more gay than a gun up your butt?
Well, like he said, cock will never breach my mouth or asshole.
Yep.
And then I was thinking of this and I was typing it in the chat at like sending it right when someone else was saying it, and they were like, what if it's just open enough that a dick can go in but it's not actually touching anything?
Yeah. And then they made the point that it has to be someone who's not gonna ram their fucking dick down their throat. It has to be a trusted member of Skankonia.
Yeah. And I think that's when Jay said, maybe my mouth, but certainly not my asshole.
Certainly not my asshole. Certainly not my asshole. Certainly not my asshole.
I don't see what the big deal would be if it was like gaping, gaped open.
Should I pull up a picture?
Gapingly open. Gapingly open. If
it's gapingly open. Am I right?
Gapingly open. What would be the big deal if it was just, if the dick was not touching any part of your body, it was just touching the air?
The whole time you were talking about gapingly open, I assumed you were talking about the butt.
Either one. You could, if you're...
Ouch. I laugh coughed.
You saw Goatsy. Imagine it's just gapingly open and someone just puts their pee-pee in there. But it's just in the air.
So then you have to find somebody with, actually, Dave Smith and his micro penis would be the perfect candidate Yeah, we forgot that he had a micro penis.
That would be perfect, because even if he did try to ram it in, it still wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that might be... But also... So the question was, would he go gayer? But they're trying to do this so that it's not gay. So they're just doing it for fun.
Which is gay.
Which is gay.
Can we just say they're fucking gay?
Just be gay.
Done with it. I'm also including Dave in that too, because he's so homophobic. So, and that level of homophobia can only come from a gay person. Yeah.
Oh my god, I agree. Okay. I think they're all fucking gay.
They're all gay,
all of them.
Sorry. I think that's about it. I have one last quote that I personally enjoyed from Louis J. Gomez. He referred to, I think it was when they were doing plugs, mm-hmm. and he was plugging just Gas Digital, and he said something about the Great Racist live chat.
Yes, that's us.
It is so racist in LA.
It is so racist.
I don't even read it anymore. I'm just like full screen the video, so I don't have to see it.
And sometimes all, like, especially during, like, okay, so during Real Ass Podcasts, catch me in the chat almost every time. But during Legion of Skanks, it moves entirely too fast for my fucking stupid ass brain. I cannot go that slow. And if anybody tries to talk to you, by the time you answer them, it's like fucking...
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even remember who this question was from now.
It's so hard. You can't... Yeah.
It's just so popular and so racist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when there weren't that many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was still kind of fast moving in the chat for Skanks, but it was like you could read it.
Yeah.
But this lately, is just like, there's so many more people in it.
Well, everybody's using their 31-day free trials, so.
Thanks, Ari.
We appreciate it. We pay for it, so I don't know why we said we appreciate it, but.
Yeah. I need to get me a free Gas Digital subscription.
It's weird that we both still pay for Gas Digital subscriptions.
Even though Lewis is like, you can get a free Gas Digital subscription.
I know, but like, that's such a weird thing to ask for.
It's so icky.
I feel like. I don't like that. I don't, you can send me all the free merch you want to, but I don't know. I draw
the line at asking for it.
Yeah, I don't want to ask for it. Just give it to me. I have to mute for a second. I have to cough so hard.
Okay, just cough. What? You can't. I can't believe you would talk to Lewis like that. Give it to me.
Oh, God.
That's what you said.
That's not what I meant. I meant free stuff.
Well, hopefully you're not paying for it.
I am never going to pay for that. I don't have a job, remember?
Oh, yeah. That would be pretty rude.
That would be so mean.
Use your... Okay. Sorry.
Anyway. Did you want to do any questions or do you want to save them for another time? Because I think this one was kind of long.
Yeah, I think we're at like 2 hours now and I feel really bad.
I am so sorry, everyone, if you have made it this far.
Maybe we can cut some stuff out about ourselves.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, every 4 seconds in the beginning when we change this topic of Legion of Skanks. Oh, good golly goodness.
Sorry for a long one. Or you're welcome.
Depending how you feel. You're welcome,
let's just
I'm
say
sorry.
You're fucking welcome.
You're fucking sorry.
You're sorry.
It's both.
Bad sorry sack of shit.
Oh my gosh.
I did that one for you.
Sorry sack of shit. Ooh.
Okay, we gotta go.
Okay, we gotta go.
Thanks for listening.
subscribe.
come back next time. Thank you, come again. Come, thank you. Okay, cool.
I'm done. Bye.